Good afternoon. We're going to bring the Committee on Banking and Insurance to order. Will Ms. Green please call the roll?
Chair Benequisto?
Here.
Senator Richter? Senator Clemens?
Here.
Senator Dietert? Senator Huckel?
Here.
Senator Lee? Senator Margolis? Senator Monford?
Here.
Senator Negron?
Here.
Senator Simmons?
Here.
Senator Smith? Quorum present.
Thank you, Ms. Green, and our best wishes to your husband for a speedy recovery. We will go to tab number one, members, which is Senate Bill 812 by Senator Diaz de la Portilla. He has a travel delay and cannot be here, so Patricia Gosney is here to present the bill on his behalf.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a bill that all of you voted on in the affirmative last year. I have the vote sheet right here. This is Senate Bill 812. It deals with reciprocal insurers. It contains language that was worked on in 2015 that was agreed to by all the insurance parties and the Office of Insurance Regulation. The bill passed all the House and Senate committees last session, but they ran out of time in the House. It died on the House floor for reasons you're all aware of. Reciprocal insurer is owned by its policyholders or subscribers. Currently, if a reciprocal is to return savings, premium excesses to its members, it must do so through a subscriber savings account. The subscriber savings account